Now it's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our final two contestants, Jake and Ross. Puzzler Archung, take it away.
Ross and Jake, your final round is called Easy Does It. Every answer will contain the letters easy next to each other, though not necessarily at the beginning of the answer. So if I said it's an involuntary expulsion of air from your nose, you would answer sneeze. We're playing this round like a penalty shootout. You'll each get up to 8 questions and we'll alternate back and forth. The contestant who scores the most points will be our big winner. Your prize will be an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube, a Don't Think Twice poster signed by Gillian and Kate. And Kate has drawn an amazing illustration just for you. We flipped a coin backstage, and Ross, you're going first. Here we go. Ross, it's a candy that comes in a mechanical plastic dispenser with characters' heads on top.
Pez.
Correct. Jake, a short horizontal bar attached to the ends of 2 suspended ropes used in acrobatics.
Trapeze.
Correct. Ross, a French word for a meeting at an agreed time.
Rendezvous.
Correct. Jake, it's a round red hat with a flat top, no brim, and a tassel.
A fez?
Correct. Ross, this singer starred in Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place and the film Spring Breakers. Ross is shaking his head, no answer. We were looking for Selena Gomez. It's okay not to know that. Jake, this actress won a Golden Globe for her role as Jane the Virgin.
I knew Selena Gomez.
Sorry, we were looking for Gina Rodriguez. Ross, it's the lowest balcony of a theater.
Mezzanine.
Correct. Jake, a wicked biblical woman, also a feminist blog. 3 seconds. You clearly don't read Jezebel. We're at the halfway point, and Ross is in the lead, 3-2. Ross, it's a selection of Greek or Middle Eastern dishes, often served as an appetizer.
Mezza.
Correct. Jake, it's the part of a ring or bracelet to which gems are attached.
The Cortez?
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for bezel. Ross, it's Spanish for beer.
Cerveza.
True. All right, Jake, here's the situation. Ross is in the lead 5-2. If you get any of your remaining questions wrong, or if Ross gets any of his right, Ross will win the game. A French word meaning at the home of, often used in restaurant names.
Chez.
Correct. Ross, if you get this right, you'll win the game. A four-sided figure that has 2 parallel and 2 non-parallel sides.
I know it's... Trapezoid.
Correct. Congratulations. You're our big winner.
That was incredibly tense. Congratulations, Ross. Enjoy your prize. That is our show. Thank you so much for playing. And for bonus games and stuff that's too hot for radio, look us up on Facebook and Twitter. And subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher. Come see us live or be a contestant. Go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Julian Villar.
Naive Beljar.
Our puzzles were written by Natasha Lake and senior writers Kyle Beakley and Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another's produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Julia Melfi, Denny Shin, Ramel Wood, and our intern Ashlyn Hatch, along with Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Bill Moss, Mike Cohn, and David Hurtgen. A special thanks this week to Patrick Conway.
A crackwit pony.
Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.